goal is to evacuate initially 5,000 nationals of Bangladesh, Filipino, Egyptians, and some sub-Saharan Africans. This is the number we have, and this is the number that have been registered by the embassies and by ourselves. But it is possible that there are many who would like to leave later. So for this moment, we are sending a boat, Tasuku, which can carry up to 300 people. This is just like testing water. I mean, it's a pilot operation. But then we are preparing to send more if the need arises.
So the first boat only carries about 300. If that's a success, you will send in more ships?
Yes, that's right, because there are reports that some boats have been prevented from approaching the harbor at Tripoli by the two warring factions. We want to make sure that we provide dignified movement and transport for the migrants, and safe as well. So this is it. We want to try. We are starting this pilot operation to evacuate those who are stranded. But we are, as I say, we have two more boats which are really ready in line if they are needed.
Now, if it's a success and the boat is able to leave Tripoli, where does it go from there?
Well, normally we will take the migrants and the team of doctors we have on board back to Benghazi, where we will then screen them. Those who are able to travel, we will further assist them to go to their countries. Those who are not able, for various reasons, illnesses, disease or whatever, we will care for them in Benghazi for the time until when they are ready to travel. That is what we have been doing, actually, from our operations in Misrata and elsewhere in Libya. So this time around, we will be doing the same.
Now, IOM has been involved in many operations to get migrant workers out of Libya to safety. Are there any other major operations underway now?
Yes, the Misrata. Just 2 days ago, our boat in the rotation returned from Misrata with 124 migrants. And recently, we have been actually receiving migrants trekking all the way from Tripoli to Tunisia. But that road, unfortunately, at the moment is impassable because of the fighting. We hope that when things calm down, we will start even transporting, assisting migrants to travel from Tripoli by road to Tunisia, which is cheaper and quicker. It's just about a couple of hours to Tunisia to safety. So we will relaunch that route again when things are calmer and safer.